Here's an explanation of everything that's going on. Joining us is our program director, Lisa Wolf.
Hi there.
Oh, hold on. Let me turn that on. There you go.
Hello to you.
So now Lisa's going to give us the dashboard version of what's happening on Federal News Radio.
So let's start chronologically. So we'll take what's happening when you tune in on Monday morning. Monday morning, you will hear one new voice on the radio. So Tom Temin has been doing his show in the mornings by himself because Jane has left to go to Deloitte. So we needed to fill this hole, and the person that can take up the responsibility of waking up Washington with the news that they need to make the federal government as efficient as possible does it already on this radio station. So Amy Morris is joining Tom Temin.
Did you know this?
I know it now.
Oh, there
mornings,
you go.
Surprise! Mornings from 6 to 10, and as you tune in on Monday morning, you will hear the station sound a little bit different. It's going to have some different music and some different ways of describing what we do. It's still the same information and the same people that we're talking to, and our mission remains the same. But we're going to spice it up just a little bit.
I have to tell you, Lisa, that my number one goal for Monday is to make Tom Temin laugh on the air.
Yeah,
that is my number one goal.
I think that will be that's easy. He's jovial.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. So continuing on for the day, the other big change is in the afternoon. So Amy leaves the daily debrief, and what happens? Well, sometimes the Chris is too big for the room anyway. So
well, part of him is.
So we are utilizing, I think, our assets in the best way possible. And Chris is Chris, you are a cult of personality, and sometimes you need to do what you need to do. And I want to give you that opportunity to do what you need to do. And what you do is create interesting, fun, listenable, memorable radio through your questions and your guests. And so Chris's show is now going to be called, so afternoons 3 to 7, The Dora Beck Insider, which takes its name from his very successful and popular blog, and you will be on the radio for 4 hours doing your thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
It's going to be exciting.
It's
and
be
again,
great.
You'll hear some new music, some new ways we talk about the show. We're going to mix it up a little bit with some longer interviews with some new features, and it'll be very Dora Beckian.
There you go.
What do we call it? I was talking about this with Francis Rose, who's still going to be doing In-Depth with Francis Rose.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about it a little bit. We called it Big Bag of Dora Beck or something like that.
Yeah. Wow.
That's nice.
Okay. This just keeps getting better.
Big Pile of Dora Beck. Yeah. That's what it was.
There you go. It just keeps
nicer.
Getting better for me.
No, yeah.
Big Pile of DoraBeck.com.
So the lineup will be Tom and Amy in the morning, Francis Rose in the afternoon from 1 to 3, and the Dora Beck Insider from 3 to 7.
And the idea here is the morning show is going to be very newsy,
mm-hmm.
and the afternoon show is we're already a little different than the morning. I mean, we have unique personalities, but it's going to be, well, we have more space if something's going really well and we're having a fascinating conversation, we can take it longer if we want. And
I also thought of it as maybe a supplemental, like not supplemental, but like a complimentary.
Yeah,
you know, if we
right.
have an interview on the Federal Drive that we can't take as long as we would like to take, or that maybe has different angles and we're only able to explore three or four of those angles, then Chris, you know, you can take it to the next level and make it a nice big half hour chunk of analysis, if you like. I mean, and vice versa, we could do the same thing.
And guess what? You know, we were trying to, Lisa and I were trying to come up with words, and we were saying we wanted to be very interactive, but I think that word doesn't mean anything anymore. It's one of those words that's been marketed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, we talked about collaborative.
Collaborative. So we're actually going to, all our planning for the show is going to be done on a wiki that we're going to have on federalnewsradio.com. And so you can see, and if you think we should do something, or you think, you know, oh my goodness, you've talked to that person 400 times, how about talking to this person? We're turning to our audience and help us build the show.
I love that, getting feedback for the show.
It's going to be, and as we say, as Scott says all the time, and we need to be open and transparent. So it's going to be...
That is one of his catchphrases,
isn't it?
I think he has it on a bumper sticker on his car.
Well, so you have this afternoon, and you have tomorrow afternoon to enjoy each other's company, and then you're going to be working different ends of the clock. So
yeah, we'll never see each other again. Yeah. So do we get cupcakes?
Cupcakes. When do we not have them here?
Well, you know, it's kind
of... So all this happens on Monday.
The reason I
this
wake up in the
will
morning.
Debut the brand new lineup and the new sound and what we're doing on Monday morning.
Have you gotten any feedback yet, or is it just way too early?
Oh, no. Congratulations from everyone who's heard about it. They all think it's a fabulous idea. So we're very excited to do this. Thank you for helping me do this, guys.
Okay, boss.
I think we're both looking forward to
this. We are. That 3 a.m. I'm not looking forward to, but everything else is going to be great, and don't want to let you down. Make you happy.
Yeah. Well, it'll be great. Federal News Radio's program director, Lisa Wolf. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.